It's time to get your Football Friday night kicked off with the Coach Steve Airey Show on Classic Hits 101.7. The voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, will join Coach Airey to talk about Mountain Home Bomber football coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
COVID-19 has presented a number of challenges, and unfortunately, identity theft is one of them. FNBC is proud to offer cobalt checking with ID Protect to defend against fraud. ID Protect gives you regular access to 3-in-1 credit reports, credit monitoring, and much more. Should fraud occur, ID Protect can help you restore your credit. Stop by one of the 11 locations or visit online at fnbc.us. There's only one you, and cobalt checking at FNBC helps keep it that way.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, certain rules and restrictions apply.
As one of the leading counseling practices in Arkansas, Families Inc. provides mental health services on an individual, couple, family, and group basis. We offer a variety of therapeutic services for children, adolescents, and adults. Our licensed health professionals assist patients in resolving conflicts with others, understanding feelings such as anxiety and depression, and providing emotional support. If you or someone you love is hurting, give us a call or visit us online at familiesinc.net because life is meant to be enjoyed.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron and a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
Civil engineers design, construct, and maintain large public works, such as roads, bridges, and buildings. That's what Strider Consulting does. They help plan and design for the future of our area and are proud to support our local community. The Strider Consulting team is excited to support our local Bomber sports teams, FFA, Bomb Squad, and more. Strider Consulting is proud to cheer on all Mountain Home Bombers and congratulates them all on their hard work. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future.
We at Coleman Family Dentistry want to see your whole family smile while cheering on your favorite sports team. That's why we have opened a second convenient location in Cotter. With services designed for children 3 and up, we are a place the whole family can get their teeth checked. We have state-of-the-art equipment, technologies, and two great locations, all giving you plenty of reasons to smile. Call Coleman Family Dentistry today and meet Dr. Brad Coleman, Dr. Kyle Barton, and the newest member of the family, me, Dr. Austin Wilkie.
Every child deserves to attend school wearing clean clothes and shoes that fit properly without holes. Hi, I'm Major John Robbins with the Salvation Army, and we need your help. We have partnered with the local schools for shoes, socks, and skivvies drive. New shoes, socks, and underwear for children kindergarten through 12th grade are being collected and distributed to those in need. Please consider a donation to the Back to School Socks, Shoes, and Skivvies Drive today. And together, let us help kids start the school year off on the right foot.
Getting away from it all has been incredibly important these past few months. Creating memories with family in a nice, safe recreational vehicle is also an amazing way to socially distance. Sounds like your own little piece of heaven, right? Ideal RV has known that secret since 1971, offering not only great new and used RVs, but also full-service maintenance, repair, winterization, and storage facilities. For the ideal memory maker, it's Ideal RV. Call Ideal RV, Highway 5 North, 481-5400.
To win in sports, you must focus on your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Chad Beshears, your local Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, can help. For all of your investment needs, call 870-425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Hello, Bomber fans. It's Sally Gilbert from Arvest Bank, and this cheer is a shout-out to all our student athletes. From the mat to the field, the court to the course, you work hard and play hard, both in the blue and gold uniform and out. We admire your dedication and perseverance. No doubt, these two strengths will carry you through your year and throughout life. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game and achieve your goals. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!
We're back on the Coach Steve Airy Show, and Steve, I know before we got started recording our show today, you are ready to finally play some football tonight, aren't you?
It's been so long. It's been a long time. So, I think the kids are ready, too. We really worked them hard this summer, and, it looked like everything was sketchy for a long time, and we were just excited to get a chance to play.
Well, first off, let's find out a little bit about Steve Airy. Tell us about yourself, coaching history, and introduce yourself to the folks.
I'm retired out of Missouri. I spent 31 years in the state of Missouri, coached at some towns that are not too far away. I started at Willow Springs, went up the road I was there for 16 years, went up to Mountain Grove, and I was there for 7, and I went over to West Plains for 7, and that's it. I spent stints in all three of those places. I was 28 years, I believe, as a head coach in Missouri, okay. And successful at all three, anyway, come time to had a chance to work for less money or go back to work. So I decided to go back to work in Arkansas, and just really thankful Mountain Home Job is open, and we're gonna do good things here.
I know we're excited. A lot of folks have seen your records you've had at your previous stops and know the success you had in Missouri. And a lot of players, I mean, like you said, just a few miles away, you've got the same type of players here that you had up there.
Same type of players and same type of situations. All three places that I had stopped at were programs kind of in the tank. Except with the exception of Mountain Grove, they was in good shape. But Willow Springs and West Plains was both down. Mm-hmm. And, you got to take your lumps a little bit to build things up. And that's something I really enjoy doing is watching the programs grow, watching the town grow. Just bringing a football culture to Mountain Home, I hope.
I tell you what, it's exciting to see what fans are saying and how they're reacting in the Mountain Home community right now. They're really a big buzz about Mountain Home football. Let's talk about your staff. You've put together a great staff.
Never, ever imagined I could put a staff together like this. So we come in and they said, what's the first thing you need? Well, the first thing I need is probably an offensive coordinator. And I really need a junior high coach that kind of knows the spread offense and pretty multiple in play calling. Uh-huh. And what they did was they hired Greg Crow as a junior high coach. He's from Harrison. I had never met Greg prior to, my last stop was in Harrison. Mm-hmm. So, but I had got to see a lot of his stuff on tape, and I'd visited with the coaches in the office and I watched him on tape. I knew. I said, this guy's going to score points. So, anyway, the kids were in love with him. So he's a kid guy. The kids love him. I said, that's the guy I got to have right there. He's going to score points. He's going to get him to work hard. And we got Greg hired. And then Darren came available. He says, hey, you going to have a job opening down there in Mountain Home? And I said, yeah. I said, you want a job? He said, yeah, I think I do. And I said, you're kidding me, man. There's no way you he's been a successful head coach in Missouri. And uh-huh. He still had a couple years till he topped out. But anyway, we got him. He's been real successful.
Now, Coach Acklin, he was at Mountain View Liberty?
He was at Mountain View Liberty. Okay. We had played against each other for a long time. And some of the strengths you find out about Darren is he's a really, really fiery guy. He real educated in the passing game and the spread offense. His kids are very athletic. He's really good at molding athletes. And then he just came from the same situation I was in. They had never won a conference championship or never won anything. And he ended up winning, I think, 7 conference championships and 9 district titles before he got out of there.
Wow.
So he had a good run there. And they're going to miss him.
I bet.
And then we hired Coach Mallett.
Right.
Ryan Mallett. I don't know how we crossed paths. I'd worked with his cousin, Kyle, over at Harrison. And I talked to Kyle a little bit about him, and he said he was moving to the area. And then Coach Husky said he'd met him, and I finally called him and said, hey, you know, you want to get out and throw the ball around with us a little bit? He says, yeah, I'd love to get out and throw the ball around a little bit with you. And we had kind of worked together for probably 5 or 6, 7 weeks. And finally, you know, he was in transition, didn't know what was going to happen with his professional career. And we was uncertain of what was going to go on coaching in the coaching world in Mountain Home. And we ended up, he says, yeah, I'll come in and coach. And they hired him. And so we got lucky and got that deal accomplished. So good football IQ right there. And then we ended up hiring a guy named Brett Schrabel. And Brett, I'm not real clear on his background, but he may be in the top five all-time leading rushers or touchdown scorers in the state of Arkansas. But he's a Division I player, came from Arkansas State, has some defensive coordinator experience and some head coaching experience. Wealth of knowledge. It's like I've just couldn't have got any better.
I was going to say, it couldn't have got any better.
Yeah, so right now I don't know if I can keep all these guys together. I hope I can. Somebody said, how are you going to handle all those egos, Steve? I said, I don't know, man. But we're gonna roll with it as long as we can.
And a couple of holdovers.
We got a couple holdovers, and Blake Hendricks and Chris Cudworth are both. Blake worked with DBs last year, and Chris is my utility guy. He does everything. He helps me from just keeping me on task to putting out all my fires, and then he's helping with the running backs. He's a JV defensive coordinator and defensive line coach. Dude is phenomenal.
You'll never see him in a pair of pants either.
Really?
It'll be 12 degrees. He'll be out there in a pair of shorts coaching.
Well, I know he's the first guy to work and the last guy to leave, and he takes a lot of pride in working hard. And we're really fortunate to have those two guys. I knew I was going to come in and make some change. I think to change the program, sometimes you got to change. I think you change everything. That's my philosophy. And those are my two holdovers, and I really think I kept two good men right there.
You bet. And you talk about change. I know you've been working with not just the high school, but junior high all the way down through the seventh grade to make improvements.
We have, you know, really wanted to shuffle my staff to make it. I was trying to make it stronger at every level. Mm-hmm. So I think I made my seventh grade staff stronger. I think I made my eighth grade staff stronger. And I think my high school staff is stronger. So I probably hurt some feelings and some things of that nature, but had the opportunity to bring some coaches in, and we did it. And those other guys that moved in other areas, they were team players. I appreciate them. And I think we're stronger all the way across the board.
You bet. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll continue here in just a moment on the Coach Steve Airy Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store. Whether it's business, team, or personal, no order is too big or small. The Locker Room, they do it all. Hats, t-shirts, and jackets. Locally owned and operated, The Locker Room specializes in screen printing, monogramming, trophies, and major label sporting apparel and accessories. Show support of your favorite team with their personally customizable masks. The Locker Room, proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut of Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
The Bombers are working hard for success. This is Mike Stockton, financial advisor at FSIS Group. When you work as hard for your money, you don't want to take chances with risky investments. We believe in informed investing and will help you find investments that align with your goals. For sound investment advice, call us at 870-701-5160. That's 870-701-5160, located in Mountain Home. FSIS Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC, life well planned.
Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.
The time is now to come see why Nassari Home Mortgage was voted the number one mortgage lender in the Twin Lakes area 6 years in a row. We have the expertise to fill your mortgage needs. Whether you are a first-time home buyer, are refinancing, or seeking a VA loan, let us help you get to the end zone. Cheer those Bombers, then give us a call at 870-425-8351 or visit nassarimortgage.com. NMLS 136034, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bombers!
Time. It's a commodity that's always in need yet can't be bought. What if you could have more time enjoying movies, games, and your favorite television and streaming entertainment simply by switching to Next, powered by NAEC? Plus, you'll get service you trust from local people right here in our community. Now is the time. Visit MyNextFiber.com and have more time for the important things in life with Next, powered by NAEC.
Nearly everyone is looking for and finding joy in the simple pleasures of home. Home cooking, homegrown, homemade everything. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, even home mortgages and home refis are comfortable with online applications and our specialists by appointment. Go to mebanking.com. Easy as pie, homemade or not. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We continue with the Coach Steve Airy Show, and Steve, let's talk a little bit about your coaching philosophy. Let's talk about offense first. What do you like to do there?
When it comes to offense, I'm naturally a run-heavy guy. I was always one of those guys. You put the ball in the air, a lot of bad things can happen, you know. But in the past, you know, I like a quarterback that's a dual-threat guy. I like a quarterback that can run and throw. Darren's more of a 60-40 type of guy, and a lot of offensive coordinators are like that, and I'm okay with that. You know, I think you got to be able to be good at all of it. You got to be able to throw it. You got to be able to run it. I think your quarterback needs to be a dual threat. That's what I'm always going to try to – if he can't throw it, he's probably going someplace else. You know, those days in especially Class 6 football, if you can't throw it, you're probably going to be in another position. For all you young quarterbacks out there, you have to work at your craft. You just have to if that's what position you want to play. It's not like you just show up and play quarterback.
Right.
Even though if you did play at Mighty Mites or junior high, or it's a skill. And that's one of the things we have to do on offense is we've got to develop skill sets. And we do all that in the off season. Catch a lot of balls, throw a lot of balls, run a lot of routes, cover a lot of routes. You know, all the things that make our athletes as good as their athletes, everybody else's athletes. But that's kind of my offensive philosophy is, you know, I'm not a big numbers guy. Some people say, I know guys that want to throw for this many yards a game and rush for this many yards a game and score this many points a game. I don't care. I just want a W.
That's what matters.
That's the only thing that matters at the end of the night is what's in the winner and loser's column.
Tell us about defense.
Defensively, a base out of an even front, which we call a 4-2-5, but you're going to see us in a 4-4. You're going to see us in a 4-3. You're going to see us in a 3-4. You're going to see us in a lot of multiple sets. So I'm a multiple defense guy, and everything I've done really is based out of my 4-2 mindset that I've done it so long, I feel like I can make any adjustment I want to make.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the scrimmage. A couple of weeks ago, your first chance to see the team in action. Your thoughts on how they performed against Highland?
I thought they was a little better than I thought. We had a good night. I thought the effort was good. Bryce Piquet threw 100 for 199 yards in two quarters.
Right.
Him and Hershey, Gage Hershberger, both ran for over 50 yards apiece on just a handful of carries. And so we had 100 yards rushing and 199. We had 300 yards offense there in two quarters, just those three guys. So Anthony Mojica was the big one on offense that caught five or six balls. But really – get in practice every day, you drop a lot of balls, you miss a lot of opportunities, and you just don't know how good you are. But we went out and performed better than expected on my end. I was really happy with our effort. Defensively, we did okay. We struggled late. A lot of it on tape is I had a defensive tackle that couldn't get lined up right. And if I'd had him lined up right, our defense would have been a little better. So hopefully that's fixed. It's a new scheme for these kids. New terminology, new offense, new defense. We're not going to be as good early as we're going to be late, I hope.
That's something I want to talk about is how the transition's gone for the young men because it is totally different on both sides of the ball.
It's funny. I'm not exactly sure. I know the kids have embraced us, and they work really hard for us. And that's a good thing. I think sometimes we slow them down because their mind is a little bit cloudy, kind of unsure, probably thinking instead of playing. Mm-hmm. We're kind of Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde right now. We're on a roller coaster. Some days we're good, some days we're bad. And I don't know the reasoning behind that other than maybe some days they're thinking and things are new, and then some days they're good. but consistency is a big thing we're fighting right now.
That's tough.
Yeah, that's tough.
You've been doing this for a long time, working with teenagers. It can be tough.
It's
I know.
Tough. Yeah, and I'm not a roller coaster guy. I like a team that's going to come in and bring it every day.
Right.
You know, and that's where we've got to go with this thing. You know, right now we're just up and down, and but we're just going to have to create a different monster, so to speak.
We're going to take a break. We'll talk about tonight's opponent, Harrison, coming up in just a moment. You're listening to the Coach Steve Airey Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
COVID-19 has presented a number of challenges, and unfortunately, identity theft is one of them. FNBC is proud to offer cobalt checking with ID Protect to defend against fraud. ID Protect gives you regular access to 3-in-1 credit reports, credit monitoring, and much more. Should fraud occur, ID Protect can help you restore your credit. Stop by one of the 11 locations or visit online at fnbc.us. There's only one you, and cobalt checking at FNBC helps keep it that way.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, certain rules and restrictions apply.
Life can be difficult to manage under normal circumstances, but with the current challenges posed by COVID-19, depression and anxiety levels for many are higher now than ever before.
And if you're feeling overwhelmed by the recent guidelines and headlines, reach out to the team at Families Inc.
Families Inc. is still scheduling telehealth and face-to-face office visits to help patients find safe and healthy ways to cope with the coronavirus.
Visit them online at familiesinc.net to locate your local clinic. Families Inc. is here, as always, to help you shape a healthier, happier life for you and your family.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it, remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
Civil engineers design, construct, and maintain large public works, such as roads, bridges, and buildings. That's what Strider Consulting does. They help plan and design for the future of our area and are proud to support our local community. The Strider Consulting Team is excited to support our local Bomber sports teams, FFA, Bomb Squad, and more. Strider Consulting is proud to cheer on all Mountain Home Bombers and congratulates them all on their hard work. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future.
We at Coleman Family Dentistry want to see your whole family smile while cheering on your favorite sports team. That's why we have opened a second convenient location in Cotter. With services designed for children 3 and up, we are a place the whole family can get their teeth checked. We have state-of-the-art equipment, technologies, and 2 great locations, all giving you plenty of reasons to smile. Call Coleman Family Dentistry today and meet Dr. Brad Coleman, Dr. Kyle Barton, and the newest member of the family, me, Dr. Austin Wilkie.
Every child deserves to attend school wearing clean clothes and shoes that fit properly without holes. Hi, I'm Major John Robbins with the Salvation Army, and we need your help. We have partnered with the local schools for Shoes, Socks, and Skivvies Drive. New shoes, socks, and underwear for children, kindergarten through 12th grade, are being collected and distributed to those in need. Please consider a donation to the Back to School Socks, Shoes, and Skivvies Drive today. And together, let us help kids start the school year off on the right foot.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Chad Beshears, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, understands this. That's why Chad Beshears is a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers football team on Classic Hits 101.7. For all of your investment needs, call 425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Getting away from it all has been incredibly important these past few months. Creating memories with family in a nice, safe recreational vehicle is also an amazing way to socially distance. Sounds like your own little piece of heaven, right? Ideal RV has known that secret since 1971, offering not only great new and used RVs, but also full-service maintenance, repair, winterization, and storage facilities. For the ideal memory maker, it's Ideal RV. Call Ideal RV, Highway 5 North, 481-5400.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Hey Bomber fans, it's Adrian Blackwell from Arvest Bank. This cheer is a shout out to our awesome teachers and amazing paraprofessionals. Thank you for leading with a servant heart, fully devoted to reaching every student every time. We know our children are in good hands when it comes to their learning and development. Your tireless effort to learn new methods of teaching make you forever heroes to many. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!
Well, we continue with the Coach Steve Airy Show and the Bombers, of course, tonight opening the season at Harrison. And before we talk about the Goblins, we got to talk about the coaching matchup because you and Joel Wells go back a long time. Before we started today, we were talking. This has got to be the first time ever two Hall of Fame coaches from the state of Missouri are facing each other in Arkansas. That just doesn't happen.
Not very often. It tells you a little bit about our age, doesn't it?
I looked, Joel went in, I guess, 1 year before you did, didn't he?
He did. In the Hall of Fame. He did, and he was deserving of that. That guy is one heck of a coach. I'll tell you that right now. Had the pleasure of working with him last year. He let me come in and kind of let me cross the border and got to work with him, and that's the first thing you notice. I got out of there and said, I know why he's successful now. The guy does it right.
Uh-huh. Well, let's talk about the Goblins. You had a chance to see them against Magnolia last week. Your thoughts, we'll talk offense, defense specifically, just overall your thoughts on the Goblins.
Well, since I spent my last season there, I know a lot about the Goblins. And then the couple things that jump out at me, number one is they're extremely tough kids. Joel and his staff work them. Uh-huh. They work them. So they have a real strong work ethic. They're tough. was there the last time in the spring when they timed 40s, and they can run. They're fast. They're winning at every level, so they're confident. They have a attitude that they're going to win. They play with a lot of confidence and a lot of swagger. And that's what you want your teams to be made of, is toughness, speed, good work ethic, swagger. So we've got a good opponent we're going to face in the Goblins. But, you know, offensively, they're going to be really sound in what they do. They throw the ball well. They run the ball well. Defensively, they have a simple scheme, so the kids play fast, and they have a multiple ways of pressuring you. But they have athletes everywhere, and they're well coached. So that's what we're going up against.
I know a lot of folks wondered if they might drop off after losing all the talent that graduated last year. With the you know, they got 8 playing college football now. But I tell you what, like you said, they've had a lot of success at other levels, and those young men are just moving up, aren't they?
They missed a lot of guys due to graduation. They're missing some pieces, but they have depth because they've been successful at every level. And they played a lot of kids last week at Magnolia. And when I talk about that, they're probably not as good right now as they're going to be about week 4. But, you know, some kids are playing different spots. Some kids are young. They haven't seen Friday night speed before. Those things. But they have talent at every position. And they didn't take care of the ball very well the other night. Had some breakdowns on special teams. But they're going to be solid once they fix all that stuff.
Should be a tough opponent. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up in just a moment. You're listening to the Coach Steve Airey Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you, because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store. Whether it's business, team, or personal, no order is too big or small. The Locker Room, they do it all. Hats, t-shirts, and jackets. Locally owned and operated, The Locker Room specializes in screen printing, monogramming, trophies, and major label sporting apparel and accessories. Show support of your favorite team with their personally customizable masks. The Locker Room, proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut of Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
The time is now to come see why Nasari Home Mortgage was voted the number one mortgage lender in the Twin Lakes area 6 years in a row. We have the expertise to fill your mortgage needs. Whether you are a first-time home buyer, a refinancing, or seeking a VA loan, let us help you get to the end zone. Cheer those Bombers and give us a call at 870-425-8351 or visit nasarimortgage.com. NMLS 136034, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bombers!
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment, like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic, and why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed guidelines for patient and staff safety.
The Bombers are working hard for success. This is Mike Stockton, financial advisor at FSIS Group. When you work as hard for your money, you don't want to take chances with risky investments. We believe in informed investing and will help you find investments that align with your goals. For sound investment advice, call us at 870-701-5160. That's 870-701-5160, located in Mountain Home. FSIS Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Life well planned.
Life is a highway, a data highway these days, and users want to drive on it all day and all night long. More time at home has certainly meant more data consumption. In the confusing world of how much data we need to stream our videos, play games, or simply stream our favorite TV shows and radio station, Next, powered by NAEC, is the name you know and people you trust. Don't get in the data traffic jam. Get Next, powered by NAEC, internet, phone, television. Visit MyNextFiber.com.
Conversations about real estate include some discussion about location. You know, the saying about three important things, location, location, location. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, located throughout Arkansas, we're ready to help you take advantage of the lowest rates in years. New mortgages and refis made easy as pie, or easy as pie, depending on your location. Go to mebanking.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
We're back on the Coach Steve Airey Show. One last segment here. Coach, injuries, anything going into the first game of the season tonight?
No, we lost Austin Tabor 3 weeks ago. Has a little back issue, and they're going to hold him out 8 weeks. But we've got Daxton Hickman in there and tight end, and we've moved Gage Lindsey down to outside line, or defensive end for him. And that's really our only guy. And you know, we lost him early, and we have somebody ready, and other than that, we're healthy.
Good.
We're good to go.
Good deal. All right, let's talk about the keys. What do you feel like you have to do tonight to get out of there with a W?
I think the first thing we got to do is we got to come in and be solid, probably our first three series. You know, if they come down and score, we kind of get behind. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But if we can just settle in, play ball, adjust to the speed of the game. Everything we did in practice is going to hit twice as fast. You know, their kids are faster than our sophomores. Their kids are more physical than our sophomores. We just got to get acclimated to the game. So key is don't let them get away from us early.
Okay.
Take care of the football. That's the biggest stat in football. And then, obviously, you know, you want to be able to play even Steven football. You know, don't get behind in time of possession, and you know, field position becomes really important, and taking care of the football and all those things. It's a simple game. You block and you tackle, and you don't give up big plays.
Yeah.
Have more big plays than they do, and everything works out, it seems
there
like.
There you go. Well, Steve, good luck tonight in your season opener.
All right, looking forward to it. Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll take a break, and we'll join you live from Harrison coming up in just a moment here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Coach Steve Airey Show. Join us each Friday night at 6 to get the latest information from the head coach of the Mountain Home Bombers on Classic Hits 101.7.